Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Oh, you got that one all on your own because you changed it up.
Yeah. You guys,
Unver Bakken.
I don't know what that is. It's not even German either.
I wouldn't even get on that page even if you said something.
It sounded like German, but it was not. Maybe the Und.
Unver Bakken. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, but like.
Want to try it again? Unver Bakken.
At least we amuse ourselves.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who did you go with?
And we're back.
Oh,
that's what I did too.
Oh, I thought we were going to do the Unver Bakken because that's what he did the first time. Now that we knew he was going to do it,
I was hoping that you guys would just do "And We're Back" and that Unver Bakken would sort of be in the mix there.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But instead, I go "und" and you guys are like, "What?"
Well, yeah. Like, I always wait for somebody else to start, right?
Yeah,
I don't want to let you, you know,
the
conductor.
Yeah.
The deer in the headlights.
Add that to your list of names.
Oh, conductor.
We also got professor, conductor.
Man, I don't. My brain's already kind of stretched with the name the way it
is. I know. I'm surprised you can remember it.
I might have to like take one out and put.
I know most of the listeners probably don't know this, but Captain actually has an index card with his name written on it, so he can remember and he reads it off every time.
I should just be a business card.
I do not. Yeah. It's not even on my business card. The only place that it is, though. Is at the very bottom
of
CaptainKickass.com.
Yeah. I've seen it.
If you make it all the way to the bottom, it says the authentic Lord Reverend Captain, or Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
That should be the back graphic on the Captain Kickass t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I ever do two-sided shirts.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you can find, there's two different designs now, Captain Kickass t-shirts on Amazon. Just type in Captain Kickass shirt. And it'll bring you there. If you're not good with that, you can just go to CaptainKickass.com. There's two links right on the top of the page. One is to a Captain Kickass shirt. The other one is to a Beard Talk Live shirt. They're only $20. We get a few bucks for you buying the shirt, so, of course, any help is appreciated with that regard. But I am releasing a three-song EP on July 4th.
Cool.
The EP is called Eleutheromania. It's got three songs on it. The one song is called, we'll call it the single, the track off of the EP, is called It's Time, and it features what I can only call the Porcupine Freedom Festival chorus.
Choir.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival choir. Thank
there
you.
There you go.
This is last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. At the end of the fest, they always assemble everybody for a group picture.
Anarchists, assemble!
Yeah, and then trying to get anarchists to cooperate on like anything is a little difficult.
Yeah, I didn't
know. I had put out a message to everybody that like, hey, I'd like all of you to like, you know, chant, "We will not comply," and I'll put you on my record. And so a bunch of people did, not everybody, because well, you know, it's a bunch of freedom people, right? Not everybody's going to participate, but a whole bunch, like thousands. I mean, there was like 3,000 people at Porkfest last year, so I don't, you know. A whole bunch of people are on this record. So if you were at Porkfest last year and you took part in the picture, you are likely on this record. So that's kind of why I made it, was because I wanted to involve all of the freedom-loving people that I could at one time, and I figured no better place to do that than at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So
good luck isolating your voice on that one.
Yeah, no, it's totally impossible, especially the way I recorded. I had two field mics. I had two hardware field mics on stands, and I had a multi-track recorder that ran on batteries that I brought with me. Plus, I brought a handheld field recorder as well. So I was standing sort of walking in front of the crowd as they were chanting, and then I had the two mics pointed at the crowd, getting like a left-right stereo mix out of the crowd. So like, I went to, you know, great lengths to make
medium
this happen.
Lengths, yeah.
Medium lengths. So, at any rate, CaptainKickass.com. When I start doing pre-orders and all that kind of stuff, it'll be all on CaptainKickass.com.
But can I get it on vinyl?
Not yet.
Oh.
Not yet. I'll update you later on that. There's something I want to do, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. And if I can't, I might do it later.
Okay.
So we'll see how it all turns out. I'm in a time crunch right now because July 4th isn't that far away. I got a whole bunch of things to do to get it ready for the actual release, artwork and, you know, submissions, and get it to the right people before, you know, and make sure that they have the release time set right so nobody accidentally releases it, you know, early or late or whatever, because I want it to be on all the regular streaming platforms that it can be on.
You got like 65 days. See what happens.
Yeah. Got my work cut out for me. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Before we go on, I want to say thank you to Alex, who is a gold-level amplifier. That means Alex gives $10 a month. We only ask for $5, so he's given $10, and that gives him the gold level. You can find out what the amplifier program is over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P-S. freetalklive.com. It's kind of a Patreon setup. We only ask for $5. You can contribute more. If you do, there's some little benefits that you get for your contribution. That shouldn't be why you contribute. You should contribute because you enjoy this show. You enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity that we bring. The fact that we're on 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 live taking your calls. If you enjoy that, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Alex, for your contribution. We appreciate you. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm first runner-up. But I kind of wonder, is Sunday kind of like a slow night because everybody's going to work on Mondays? I kind of wonder.
On the show or in general?
Don't talk about for you guys.
No, we usually get a lot of calls on Sunday, actually.
We do pretty well on Sunday.
Maybe not in the first hour.
Oh, okay.
Like, this was an unusually busy first hour.
Yeah, it can vary from Sunday to Sunday, but generally speaking, like, Saturdays are obviously the biggest day that we have.
Flagship show.
I would think that Sunday is the second busiest show of the week. I'm just guessing. I have done all of the other nights at some point in my hosting of this show, but I'm only now on Saturdays and Sundays, so I can only speak for those 2 days out of, you know, large repetition numbers. But, yeah, it's probably our second busiest.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to mention that me and Richard, we plan to donate $500 in, like, how do you call it, tithing or to the Mormon church. There's a Mormon church down the hill, and we just took a bus there and came back. And I, you know, the reason that we're going to do this, or I talked them into doing it, I believe that like, Mormon church is like very powerful, and if they pray over blessings over you because you donate to that church, I think we're going to get blessed more so than
you try to buy a blessing,
purchasing blessings from the Mormons.
Well, but you know what? It's all your faith. You know what I mean? They asked me, I said, I wanted to donate money, and they said, are you a church member? Like, I have to be baptized and be part of the Mormon church. And I said, yeah. No, I really don't. I don't want to kneel on the floor and put their hands over my head and pray over me.
What did you pray for?
That's how they baptize you. They claim that, who was it, John Smith, the founder, saw that John the Baptist that way in the spiritual body. And then that's how he anointed him. He was kneeling on the floor, had his hand over his head, and he anointed him to start the Mormon church.
I'm more curious as to what you specifically are requesting their blessings for.
Right.
Like, if we wanted to give you free thoughts and prayers, what would we be praying for?
Well, here's the thing is that, the reason I do it, you have to be sincere. You have to be walking a very righteous life. This is the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So if you live any other way, you don't participate in any religious practice,
sorry,
I'm not going to give you guys money.
You're missing the question. What is it that you would like these Mormons to pray for you for,
or anybody,
that makes it worth $500? Like, what is your end goal? It kind of like shopping, right? Oh my gosh, I have $500. I'm going to go buy a sofa, right? That's pretty cut and dry. You're going to spend this $500. You're going to give it to the Mormons. They're going to pray for you. What are they praying for specifically?
General, just to be able to pay mortgage, have financial prosperity, have, business successes in life, opportunities.
Huh? This is a business investment that you can write off as a donation.
Oh, we don't get any write-off. But I've been donating to Joyce Meyer's, other churches, but I've just been... You know, feeling this heart to, I never ever donated to a Mormon church. And I was thinking, well, I need to answer their prayers because they were praying that people come to their church and people help the ministry. So I was like, why not?
Well, consider a donation then to the Shire Free Church, the Church of the Invisible Hand, the Reformed Satanic Church, and
the Church of Spiritual Humanism.
There you go. And the Cult of the New Human.
Well, I mean, it sounds good, but you know, Aria and he always picks on me about being on welfare constantly.
Yeah, but now you're going to be paying them, so now they'll be nice and they'll pray for you.
Well, you know, if they're not sincere, if he kicks around all the handicapped, welfare people and stuff like that, and our state is, everybody gets a lot of handout in New Mexico. I think we're number one state to get most of our income from retirement, Social Security, and Medicaid and all this, and you...
So his assessment is fairly accurate.
Up and everything. Well, that doesn't, fly with me too well. You know what I mean?
I mean, but there's other way to help, like, handicapped people and people in need that doesn't involve stealing from other people through taxation and then reallocating their money to whatever. Like, there are better ways to help people that can't work or can't take care of themselves. It doesn't necessarily have to be done through the force of the government.
I just like being able to park out front.
Right. So that's why most of the churches, don't they have the tax exemption status? They have a thrift store. So that's what they're for. They get that tax exemption status because they help the community with the government and food stamps and welfare they cannot do.
So then why do we need to use the tax money to help people then if the churches are already doing it?
Well, the whole thing is that it's not enough, obviously. What do you think? What do you really think that they cut off all the food stamps and email, everything right now, as you claim, if it works so well? We're going to have an outright revolution. People are going to be shooting and blowing up buildings like it was in the 1930s.
We could probably use a revolution, honestly.
I don't think...
Of sorts.
Yeah, I don't think poor people can afford the ammunition.
Not for very long, anyway.
And, of course, like, the system we have in place right now, I mean, there would need to be, different, things set up to help people. Like
charities.
More charities. I don't think we're nowhere near in a position to be able to help everyone that needs the help, but I just don't think the government's doing a good job. I mean, they're really just creating dependence and people that are reliant on the system.
Yeah.
And it really is not helping these people.
Let's not forget that when people do, even churches at times, but when people do charity work out of the goodness of their heart and try to do things like, hey, I'm going to feed the homeless in the park on Saturday afternoon, that the cops come in and shut them down.
Yeah, I want to disagree with Nikki real quick. I think there's more than enough to help more than enough people in need. It's just when you get them stuck on the welfare system, like a lot of them can work, right? They just choose not to. And I'm not going to name any names, but I know a guy, right, who like works part-time because he collects Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And he could work more, but he's not going to because he doesn't want to get his benefits shut off.
And
I know a few of those people, too.
And I said, dude, like, what happens if you start making more money? It's like, oh, I have to start working less hours because then I'll lose my benefits.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's stupid. You should, like, push over that cliff and have enough to cover any of the benefits that you get and then some. So there are people like that, right, that if you take away the government benefits, will be coerced by nature back into the productive area.
No, no, not coerced, incentivized.
Sure. Yeah. So coerced by nature, like an anti-pumps.
I mean, one of my very good friends is disabled, and she was receiving government benefits. And then, you know, she was working part-time, and then she realized I could make way more money if I just stop accepting. And then and to accept the government benefits, she wasn't allowed to have any more than $2,000 in her savings account. Right. So they are purposely keeping these people in poverty. They are not helping people. And the second she stopped accepting disability and she started working more hours and saving money, she is in so much of a better position right now.
Right. And so that'll cycle into being able to help more people, and more people will be better off.
Governments disincentivize humans, period, no matter what the thing is. Okay. So government welfare programs do not incentivize people to help themselves.
I just want to get back to the Mormon Church. Why are there so much attacks against the Mormon Church, like all these gossiping and everything?
It's the underwear.
That's another thing. They say there's a magic underwear you wear in the shower. This is what I asked them. Do you guys really do that? I said they say make up all kinds of stories about them. But
no, the underwear is real. It's just not whatever. It's not the stereotype that people like us make fun of it to be. But it's there.
Yeah. But you know what? I do.
And when you're founded on a guy who like got scripture from pulling, you know, scriptures out of a hat, and only he could see the magic information.
Well, that guy
hat.
Was like a snake oil salesman. Like, he was a huge fraud, the guy that invented Mormonism. So
now here's where I'm going to get in trouble. Like, so are the Scientologists.
Yes.
Because that dude was a sci-fi author who parlayed that into religion.
Old Mother L. Ron Hubbard.
Right. So they're all charlatans.
Yeah, of course
shysters.
They are, yeah.
Moses coming down with the stones from the burning bush.
Don't talk over.
No, it was the hieroglyphics that they dug up in the New York area, and it was the magnifying glass was like a crystal, kind of like a jewel that translated the hieroglyphics into English.
Oh,
and that's
that
how they learned about the native people that were here already.
Yeah.
Is this
from
a movie?
Yeah, you guys are chuckling.
Sounds like.
No, yeah, we're snickering because it sounds funny and fraudulent and fake.
Sounds like something from a sci-fi movie.
Okay, but here's the thing. You know that there's a lot of Native American converts. I met a whole Native American people, a family that sat next to me in the congregation, and there's actually Native American, missionaries that are 18 years old. And what I found out was that they said they got a lot of the Native converts because hey, all the things that you guys are telling us in the books and all the things that you dug up, well, we heard it from the word of mouth from generations. It was passed down by word of mouth of all these stories. So I know that you guys are telling us the truth.
So much
and
like
that's
Christianity,
why they got one over.
Mormonism co-opted some other sorts of tales that's been passed down over time.
And let's not forget that it was the the settlers who made it their mission to convert the Native Americans to Christianity. And if you think that other religions didn't get on that train and say, oh, we got this
by
whole
force if necessary.
We got this whole population of people who have never heard the word of our Lord and Savior, whatever that is. Let's go convert us some natives. So they're not the only Sarah, thank you for the call. 603-283-6160. Let's go to unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Greg Lynch.
Hey, Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
My mind is, I don't know if I'm beating a dead horse or not.
Before I don't think that's what they call it.
Before we went into the war in Ukraine, I asked you guys to tell everybody, all your listeners, to go over to Ukraine and be a tourist over there. Russia wouldn't have been invaded. Second thing was gold. You can't eat it, and you just can't eat it. It's hard to trade. Nobody really wants it. But you got to get some seed. Get some seed. Plant some seeds. Everybody eats. Speeding. Another thing. If 50 people are traveling in a pack and they're all going 80 miles an hour, the law enforcement officer is not going to pull them over. Why? Because there's too many.
No, he'll pull over the last one. Single that guy out. You never want to be last in the pack, man.
Maybe if everybody stopped.
No, only the last guy has to stop.
It's kind of like the Native Americans when they were hunting buffalo. They would mostly get the last buffalo in the herd.
Right. Like there was one time I was on my moped, and I accidentally made an illegal left turn in front of a cop. And it's because the car in front of me made an illegal left turn in front of the cop. So mm-hmm. I thought it was okay. Until as I was on the road turning, where I go, oh, it says no left turn.
Yeah.
Well, the cop saw us both. He turned his lights on. That dude pulled over. I went, good, got him. I just kept on going, never to be seen from again.
Yep.
So,
oh, nice.
That's the way
yeah.
to do it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that he pulled you over because you were last.
No, the dude in front like saw the lights go boop, and he went, oh, he got me. And I went, oh, good, you take the hit on this one, and I'm out of here.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but they'll try to get the last one. Like, if I had stopped... Right, he would have got us both if that guy kept going. You know, I'm slower, right?
The hero we didn't know we needed.
Yeah.
We've got a story like that coming up. Well, go ahead, Greg.
That brings me to my last point. You guys believe in the non-aggression principle.
Generally.
If everybody, okay, well, here's the non-aggression principle. The feds infused a bunch of money into the banks. The banks lent out a bunch of money to people. Of course, the inflation rate went up. Jobs are going away. So nobody could afford the stuff that they bought, so the banks are repossessing all the stuff.
Sneaky.
So if everybody in America that's working and paying taxes claim 9 exemptions or whatever on their income taxes and then didn't file an income tax, do you think that would not have an impact on the government, an immediate impact on the government? If nobody filed an income tax return...
Oh, yeah.
That would have an immediate
It would have a great impact. The problem is getting people to do that.
No. The problem is they've already gotten people by the short and curlies because most people are expecting a refund at that time. Like, they have your employer take the money ahead of time.
Yeah, they even screw you by calling it a refund. It's not a refund. You get your change back.
Right. So
you don't even get interest on it.
No. Right. So, but that's the problem. If people stopped filing their taxes, people will be out less money because the government would have no incentive then to return what they've already taken. What needs to happen is the employers need to stop taking it ahead of time, and then you could have a legitimate tax revolt.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If everybody claims 9 exemptions, then they're not paying it. Then they could put that into a CD or something and get some interest on it for the whole year before the taxes come due.
They should. You're right.
Yeah.
But good luck filling out that form correctly. Because as we've talked about on the show a couple of months ago, they've hidden the way to do it on the W-4 form.
W-4, right, yeah.
Like, it used to be a nice little checkbox, right? And now it's nothing and instructions on the back. And if you fill out part of it wrong, you've nullified your exemption status.
Hey, Patrick, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live if you want to join us. The final half hour of tonight's program is coming up. We do have a story about the hero we didn't know we needed. Plus more. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The FBI is boosting a reward to $80,000 in connection to Friday night's mass shooting in Texas. 5 people were shot to death execution style at a home in the town of Cleveland, north of Houston. The suspect, who lived next door to the victims, is still on the loose. At least 14 people were hospitalized after a roof collapsed at a home near the Ohio State University campus on Saturday. Police say nearly three dozen people were hurt. General Mills is issuing a recall for some of its bags of gold medal flour. The FDA says there is a possible presence of salmonella in several batches. The Super Mario Brothers movie is dominating the competition once again at the weekend box office. The Universal film, based on the popular Nintendo video game, remains the one to beat. It's first again, earning another $40 million at theaters across the USA and Canada. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live.
603.
The telephone number is
203.
You just sound like you have a chest cold.
The telephone number is, whatever, you'll figure it out. I feel like I'm one of the, what is it, Marge Simpson's The Sisters?
Patty and Selma? Yes.
They can barely talk because they smoke so much. You know. Yeah, 603-283-6160. FreeTalkLive.com is our website if you don't know who we are, what we do, or why we're here. You can go find out. We're live 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Before we go on with the show, Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a favor. As you might already know, this show's founder, Ian Freeman, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes and is facing up to 20 years in prison. Again, no harm came to any person or property, but yet he's facing 20 years. We can argue all day as to if the jury was mistaken, but that's not going to get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he helps the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Saying things about yourself that give your opinion weight with the government will be helpful. For example, if you held office, if you're in the military, if you had a stellar career, you volunteer, these are things you would want to mention. Ian is a selfless man that has always tried to do what he thinks is the right thing. It would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time in prison. We do need these letters quickly, so don't put it off. Send your letter to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get to write all that down, that's okay. All the info you need can be found at letters.freetalklive.com. That's letters.freetalklive.com.
Thank you. Is there a deadline for that yet?
Well, his sentencing is...
It got moved again,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, but I'm assuming they would want them far in advance before the
Understood,
sentencing.
But I don't know when the sentencing is.
So. End of July as of right now, I believe.
Okay. Yep. So...
So get them in ASAP.
ASAP. As soon as possible. If not sooner. All right, so I have teased...
Sooner than possible.
I have teased two different stories.
Uh-oh.
Yes. What are we going to do about that?
Tease a third.
We're gonna just
let him wait till tomorrow night.
We're just going to cover two stories in you know, the last 20 minutes of the show. From dailymail.co.uk, oral sex is fueling an epidemic of throat cancers in the U.S. and U.K., doctor claims.
That can't be true.
This article really blows me away. I had to put the pause in there.
Yeah.
Dr. Hisham Mahana warned people with more sexual partners were at risk. This was because they were more likely to catch HPV, which can cause cancer.
All right, okay.
Those are the bullet points.
All right, fine, I accept.
That's it? We just move on to the next story then?
Yeah.
No, we got to read some of it. The U.S. and the U.K. are suffering a throat cancer epidemic. That's in single quote.
Lock it all down.
You would think it would be more, I mean, if there was an epidemic of throat cancer, wouldn't it be due to smoking more so than oral sex?
Well, no, because they're banning smoking everywhere. Yeah. Guess what's next?
Mm. Yeah, so now they have, instead of the smoking section and the non-smoking section, they got the oral or non-oral section. Dr. Hisham Mahana from the UK's University of Birmingham said 70% of cases of throat cancer are caused by human papillomavirus, HPV, a normally harmless virus that is spread sexually and has been linked to multiple forms of cancers. Dr. Mahana said people with multiple oral sex partners have an up to ninefold increased risk of throat cancer. There is a vaccine for HPV, but only 54% of Americans have received it.
The vaccine can also give you HPV.
Yeah.
What?
That's true, yeah.
That's not surprising anymore with the way they do vaccines.
This says far below the 80% figure believed to be a threshold for population safety. They're talking about herd immunity there.
So, guys, now you have a reason to ask her for her number.
What's the reason?
Just if she's got a lot of oral sex partners, you don't want to be catching no cancer from her.
Oh, I mean... I think if you're the receiver, you're okay. But if you're the giver,
okay,
then that might. I don't know this, but
I don't know either.
I would find it odd for me to be receiving the oral sex and end up with throat cancer.
Yeah, but do you want to be putting it in there with some throat cancer milling about either?
That's not what this article is talking about.
I'm just saying,
this article is talking about the oral sex partners. We can come back to this. Let's go to... We've got Gigi calling. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, your conversation not only delights me, but arouses my enthusiasm to only be a listener in future.
Uh-oh.
Thank God for progressive thinking men and all sex issues. I'm all ears. In
well,
any event, good evening and good evening to Miss Nikki.
Good evening.
I have a question to all my fellow listeners out there, as well as all of you hosts this evening.
That's a better way
of course,
ask
another educator has been terminated because the nerve of her, the gall, the balls, the chutzpah, that God forbid... you should pardon the expression, she exposed her students to humanities and art by showing beautiful slides of her trip to the museum in Florence where Michael D'Angelo's magnificent statue of David. And parents complain, it's pornographic. How dare she expose the children to such things?
Where did this happen?
In Texas.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
That would have been my first guess.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I remember many times several of the hosts on your program have espoused homeschool your kids.
Yes.
One of the biggest problems with Texas is there's such a large...
I thank my parents for not only exposing me to culture and humanities. I had the luxury of traveling as a child, as a teenager. My mother and father collected beautiful art and antiques, and my mother took me to museums, and I learned to appreciate art from all over the world, from different cultures, and I think exposing children, teenagers, adults to such beautiful things is important.
So you admit that this should be a parental choice, then?
And not everybody sees it as pornographic. Unbelievable!
Yeah, I'm just reading through an article I found on this just to see, you know, if it had any, you know, additional information.
He's looking for the pictures.
Of course, yeah. You know, I mean... You know, I want to see what's
so cute.
What gets me about this is that I went to museums and field trips and you know that kind of thing. And
did
I saw,
it scar you for life?
I saw all sorts of this kind of crap. And no, I kind of found field trips to sort of, I mean, except for the bus ride with the kids where you get to do whatever you want, I found them to be a little boring.
Yeah.
You know, museums were a little boring.
Even
the
if
kid,
you go on a field trip, though.
I loved field trips.
Even if you go on a field trip, there's usually a parental permission slip.
Yep.
Right? So they can decide what their children want to see. Right? You're not just throwing stuff
That's
up in the classroom.
That's a very good point. I didn't even think about that. Touché to you.
Yeah. I'll take all four shays.
You guys are so... I just love this program.
Texas education...
You all have a wonderful quick wit.
Singular wit. Texas, you hear that?
Texas education is a weird, like, position to be because they have so many public schools and public school students that a lot of the textbooks are written specifically to acquiesce to Texans, and then those are the ones that get distributed across the country in a lot of cases. So the textbooks are written for, like, you know, the national textbooks are written to appease Texas sensibilities.
So God forbid a teenager should be exposed to magnificent pieces of sculpture and the humanities.
No, if the parents want to take them.
A child should sit in front of the boob tube and watch stupid television for 4 hours.
I don't know how much stuff has changed, particularly in Texas public schools, but when it came time for, you know, the field trips to come around, each of us were handed a thing that we had to go home and get our parents to sign. It was
That's
called
what I'm saying.
A permission slip. And
there
if you
go.
Didn't have one, you didn't get to go. So parents ultimately had the ability to say, yes, you can go, no, you can't.
That's my point.
Usually,
but what about what they're sharing in school? Because it seems like in this case, she was sharing from her own trip.
Right, not part of the curriculum.
But also, I mean, this is a very famous work of art. Like, this is just...
Understood.
I mean,
it's not from her own trip. Miss McGee took 89 students aged 9 and 10 from Fisher Elementary School and 12 parents around the Dallas Museum of Art in April.
Okay, so I'm just totally wrong.
Following the complaints, she was sent a formal letter from the head teacher that said, during a study trip that you planned for fifth graders, students were exposed to nude statues and other nude art representations. He added, this is somebody from the school district now saying, we have been taking students to the Dallas Museum of Art for years and will continue to do so. No teacher has ever been fired for taking a field trip to the museum. The school alludes to other complaints against Ms. McGee, but says it cannot go into details because of confidentiality agreements. It has only suggested that the teacher wore flip-flops to work and did not plan the field trip sufficiently.
What?
I thought Gigi was saying that she brought pictures in from her trip.
Well, on on the news, on the two news programs I was exposed to, it also said that she included in her classroom slides from a trip she took to Florence at the museum where the statue is displayed.
So this could
and
be
she
two
wore
separate
flip-flops.
Incidents.
And she wore flip-flops.
Oh, my gosh.
The audacity.
She must be a hippie.
How dare.
Be a hippie. Get rid of her.
Yeah. You know, you lose a couple points if I catch you in Birkenstocks. I'm just saying.
Oh, come on. I'm wearing Birkenstocks right now.
Oh, God forbid a woman should wear Birkenstocks. She will be accused of being butch.
And, or just have way too much body hair for my liking.
Man.
You guys make a Sunday night evening entertaining and enlightening, and I say that with respect.
Gigi, nothing but love. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate
everybody,
you.
Good night.
All right, bye now. 603-283-6160. Let's get David in New Mexico on the air. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and for the opposite of Gigi, don't dead name me, Captain Cookass.
Don't detonate you?
Dead name.
Yeah, don't detonate me, and don't dead name me.
What's your new trans name, Danielle?
Detonator.
You already know that. I don't answer questions. But I'll tell you anyway. It's general pain in the butt, which there's some sort of controversy about the word.
So he did summon you.
Have you been listening to the show tonight, David? I'm just curious.
I never listened to the show. Today I listened to it, so I'm a long-time caller, first-time listener.
Words that have never been said on a radio program.
I've heard it before.
Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Said it on other programs. I love Rent Free. That's great.
Been listening to the show.
Mm.
Yeah, rent free. No, people call me from all over the world and tell me, hey, these dudes are talking about you, man.
All over the world.
All over the world.
All over the world. Well, you guys are worldwide, aren't you?
Sure. Well, I mean, we're intergalactic.
We are intergalactic.
All right, well, from all over the galaxy, they've been calling me, incurring all kinds of toll charges.
For whom the bell tolls.
Yes, but don't worry, Major Payne. I will be transitioning again soon. And
first. David in New Mexico is now trans.
Yes. Major pain in the butt will then be a dead name as well. So you won't
general,
have to worry about
it. General pain in the butt. I thought you were general.
I'm gonna transition to. I'm gonna be a judge from New Mexico. I haven't decided yet. I'm either gonna be child trafficking judge John J. Romero Jr. or child trafficking judge M. Monica Zamora,
Judge, I'd like to see you become, David?
Judge Judy?
Which one?
Wapner.
I've already been Judge Judy.
Wapner.
Wapner? I ain't going to be no Italian.
Judge Wapner.
No way.
I just want to get Payne and David on the phone like at the same time so they can just duke it out right here.
Get them. Come on, Major.
So you want to produce a podcast and then David and Major will be the talent?
Mm-hmm. No.
Hey, and what's that controversy anyway? Why can't you say the word for a donkey on the radio?
I believe it's pronounced controversy.
Yeah, why can't you say the word for donkey on the radio? After all, Major Payne said piss and moan. So if you can say piss and moan, you certainly can say pain.
I don't think you can actually say
that. LRN.FM.
Just in case?
Let's wait for it to complete. We're waiting for the dump button to complete.
Like the P word is on the list.
The dump button has completed. I believe that, like, in that context, it's okay. I think that if you say, I'm going to go take a, and then that word, that's not okay.
Right.
But because I'm not sure, I let David go.
Especially after the controversy from earlier.
Yeah. And it's just more fun to dump him than have to listen to him.
Often I've suggested that.
I do enjoy the
like
flush.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the flush.
I don't enjoy the flush.
I mean, when I'm listening to the show and I hear the whoosh.
Yeah.
It's like, ha-ha. No,
it's loud and jarring.
Or LRN.FM, whatever he says. Yeah. It's just such a... I love sound effects.
It's my least favorite part of the podcast, if I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah, because it's loud and jarring.
Oh.
It's an above the normal volume level of everything else.
Yeah, yeah. It is a sample that plays, and it's definitely got a hello, here's a flush
right.
sort of a vibe to it, but, you know, whatever.
Either way.
Major, I can't put you back on the air. I could see that you're calling, but you had your one call already today. So
tomorrow.
That's all you get.
We'll be here tomorrow.
Calling tomorrow, and you can talk about David all you want and how he's living rent-free in your head still, particularly after that
call. Now it goes both ways.
Now
they're both. They're like this trading headspace.
Yeah, yeah, which is fine, you know.
I love that we could, like, you know, provide a space for both of them.
We give them a safe space.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, we give an unsafe platform to those who otherwise wouldn't know what the hell to do.
Yep.
All right. The other story that we teased, now that we talked about the oral sex giving people throat cancer, the other story we teased was the hero you didn't know you needed, California drug. This is from Fox News, by the way. .com.
Oh, Tucker Carlson.
No. This is by Paul Best.
Oh.
I don't know if he's bragging or, you know, Paul Mediocre. Who knows? California drug dealer escapes with 60 pounds of sheriff's meth during failed sting.
That's great. That's great.
Officers.
Begs the question what the sheriff was doing with so much meth to begin with.
Probably dealing.
Officers
wheeling and dealing.
Attempted to pull the drug trafficker over after the transaction, but they sped away. A drug dealer got away with 60 pounds of meth that belonged to the Riverside County Sheriff's Office.
Did they
this
not
week.
Give chase? Like, how do you go back to the station and be like, you're not going to believe this, boss? He got away.
After a sting operation went awry, officers said. Undercover narcotics investigators were attempting to identify traffickers when they met a suspect around 4 p.m. on Wednesday. After the transaction, the suspect sped away from the officers with the meth, which has a street value of between $150,000 and $210,000. So it's probably worth like
why'd they let him get into the car
or something. The suspect
reeks of incompetence.
Oh, have you met police?
Yes.
Okay. The suspect failed to yield, and a pursuit was initiated. Due to the high speeds and suspect's disregard for public safety, deputies lost sight of the vehicle, the sheriff's office said.
Like when they were doing the deal, right, he buys the meth, and you have the money, and the transaction is complete. Like, that's the point. You just go, all right, now you're arrested.
Yeah.
Right? You're trying to get him for a traffic violation to tack on to the illegal purchase of methamphetamines? What are they doing?
I really do like the headline, California drug dealer escapes with 60 pounds of sheriff's meth during
failed sting.
Oh, no,
I'm happy he got away.
However, I really like this line
out
of the article, the best. It wasn't immediately clear whether investigators knew the identity of the drug trafficker.
So they don't even know. They sold him random. Okay.
They tried to set up a sting. The guy that, not only did they not know who they were talking to, who was going to do the deal with them, but he took their drugs and fled, speeding away from them.
Bravo. I mean, round of applause, really.
The hero you didn't know you needed.
Yep.
Meth has long ravaged California, Southern California, as the Riverside and San Bernardino County areas were once known as the methamphetamine capital of the United States.
It wouldn't surprise me if the getaway was like DEA or CIA or something, too.
Right.
Like it was a double sting operation.
Well, that happened before, too. Yeah, there was like a double sting operation where they were like, you're under arrest. No, you're under arrest.
Hey, boss, I got the stuff we can pin on the Mexicans. Where'd you get it? Sheriff's office. You're not going to believe what happened. They just let me get away.
Yeah, so, that's really it. There's a little bit more about the drug is frequently manufactured at clandestine labs in California or smuggled across the southwest border.
Where was the drug-sniffing dog in all of this?
I know, no kidding.
He's eating a milk bone, dude.
Hot on the trail. What was he driving?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear.
Ooh. From the Mormons?
Yeah, is that the secret?
Yes.
That's the magic.
Yes, that's the magic.
Oh, yeah.
Tied all together.
Ooh, yeah.
Brought it all full circle now. Yep. My day is complete. Mm-hmm. I can do no more.
There's more to do, so figure it out.
Let's go to Rob in Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
So I've come to the conclusion that, you know, Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Ooh, more callers calling out on the callers.
And David from New Mexico. I think they're the same guy.
No.
Highly unlikely. That would be funny.
I hadn't thought of that. That's interesting.
I don't think so, though.
What makes you think they're the same dude?
How high are you?
Well, Rob? I mean,
it's probably pretty high.
David from New Mexico, he's got a higher voice. So I think that what he's doing at that time is he's squeezing his balls in order to be able to get that high grade.
All right, Rob, we have to keep it clinical here. Thanks for the call. Let's move
so
on.
So much genitalia talk tonight.
Let's go to Josie. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's in your mind?
Well, I wanted to know if I was correct about the Joel Wallach message. I think it was 888-78, whatever it is. Could you give me that phone number again for Dr. Joel Wallach's book that you said a little bit ago over the radio?
Nope. That wasn't us.
Yeah, we didn't actually say that on this show. So it was probably the local radio station broadcasting a commercial.
Oh, so. That's so funny. I thought you all had done it. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
Anyway, it's almost time for... God bless you all in your work, and I do hope that my other partner of yours is going to be out of jail pretty soon. I don't know anything about his situation, but it sounds like it's one of those... situations with taxes or what have you. Am I correct?
Don't forget to pray for Sarah in New Mexico.
Yeah, it's a number of things that they've accused him of, and the jury found him guilty on all the counts. So we do hope for the best. Josie, thank you so much for the call and for listening to Free Talk Live. We appreciate you. We are out of time. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thank you to Richie Rich. Thank you to Nikki for joining me. Thank you to all of our callers. And, of course, you, the listeners. Thanks. And peace.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.